Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
Welcome back. It's been a second since you've been here.
I know. We say that, honestly, we say that every time.
You're essentially here just once a month, so.
Hey.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm here more than once a month.
You were here a couple episodes ago.
Possibly.
You were for our orange. When we record things out of order, you're like, feel like you're never here. And then I'm like, well, people did hear you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we are happy to have you here, of course. But then we are also joined today by Kendrick Tucker of the Reality and Comics 2 podcast. We love Kendrick. Kendrick is happy to be here. I hope. And welcome.
We hope, yes.
Hi, Kendrick.
Listen, don't speak for me. Hello, I'm very happy to be here. Very happy to be here. Hi, guys.
Hi. You know, when we started to do our kind of like rewatch of old shows, a show that you said that you had to be a part of is the one we're covering today, which is Bad Girls Club.
It's a part of my like whole personality. Like, I feel like when I think of reality TV, this is like ingrained in me. Like, you tell me like a cast member, I can probably name the season that we're on. Like, I was there from day one. Ripsy was always been a mess. Like, I remember.
And she's only on three episodes. It's been
three is a stretch. I think the next episode she leaves, right?
And then she's never back again. I heard people like, people were on Instagram were saying like, oh, Ripsy, I forgot about her. I love her. In my mind, she like was here this season, comes back for like an All Stars. I was doing like a Google search. She's literally only on like 2.5 episodes of television and then disappeared for life.
Well, I mean, she comes in pretty fucking hot, which we'll get into. But I do want to ask you, Kendrick, we ask our new guests, and you've been here hands fulls of times. Yes. But would you say that this is a show that made you a dumpster diva?
Absolutely.
I think he answered that way.
Yeah, I feel like so. Yeah,
I think so. Like when I think of like what made me like officially get in the dumpster, I think of Bad Girls Club. I think of America's Next Top Model. Mm-hmm. I think of like high school days. I think of like Real World Road Rules, like Challenge, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All of that helped shape me. And then like college, you know, Basketball Wives and Housewives kind of came into the mix. So all of that, like they shaped the man you see before you today. I use that term loosely.
A beautiful man.
Beautiful, the beautiful, talented, hilarious, amazing man in front of us.
Thank you. I love being here.
Well, I mean, Tom and I have never watched this show. Like, I haven't even watched a trailer for it. I know the Claremont twins because of Instagram, and they're famously fucking crazy.
What season are they on?
Ooh, they are the one with what's her name, with Jayla, and that's got to be like season 11. It's one of the later seasons.
Later. Yeah, it's a later season.
Yeah.
Well, so they got their like Instagram fame post Bad Girls Clubs because they looked so much like Kim Kardashian that Kanye would use them in like Yeezy promos.
Yes.
And so then like the two of them look identical and also have identical surgeries and definitely fuck, which is gross. But like,
you think
they're crazy people. And if you don't know, one of them went to jail for stealing a dead man's credit card.
Sinead,
yeah.
Yeah.
Their names are Shannon and Sinead, if that gives you any sort of like.
That, to me, it feels like Sinead was the forgotten one. They're like, oh, there's another one.
You can't forget them because they look the same.
No,
like,
I
it's
know,
impossible to
but
forget.
But I'm saying, like, it's like mom and dad were like, well, we're having a girl. It's Shannon. And they're like, oh, you're actually having twins. And they're like, Sinead. Well,
I kind of love that for them. By the way, they looked nothing like that on the show.
Yes. No,
one,
no
they
way.
Were darker skinned, and you know, they were like literally, I don't recognize these girls at all. Like, lips weren't nearly the size they are now. Like,
their ass, new their clothes. Titties.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. Everything is crazy.
Yes, it's a lot, but that was a fantastic season. When they were there, they did get the boot, so that was unfortunate, but yeah.
I like that there's some level of like Big Brother to this, of like people yes. leave the house.
It's very it's very Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, it's yes. very much Southern House Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
Which I can't. Some of the- I mean, I love the show. I oh, can't God. With the kicking out.
I think it's hilarious. Oh, it's such a fun, stupid thing that they're doing.
People are being removed for violence.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, see a few episodes of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, they also get removed for violence, so.
Except Phil. Phil was just annoying.
Well, Phil didn't do anything. He just took a shit. And then that other girl, she just grabbed Bria, but she didn't, like, hit her.
No, these girls are fighting with a capital F.
Yeah, I met, you oh, know yeah. what? We said this when... Dylan was on and he was telling us about his Bad Girls Club love. And you know, sometimes I miss a little, just a little violence.
A little tussle.
Let me tell you, I don't need it from like my Bravo and my all of that mm-hmm. because I watch Zeus every Sunday.
Well, sure. on Zeus, they're fighting.
I mean, like, I actually get it. Well, actually, I see it often.
Speaking of that, yes. Jocelyn just got arrested for fighting yes. double homicide.
Yes. The very same.
Yes.
Oh my God. That was a wild. So
the person who said double homicide or the other person?
The person who said, damn, double homicide.
And let me tell you, if you haven't seen that, like that whole video. I need to put that
on the soundboard, by the way.
You should.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can do it quick. That's
very much needed. Oh my God. That whole like video is got to be like the scariest moment. Like the camera guy, when he's filming that, there's a moment where, like, she looks right at him, like she's coming at him, and he like moves out of the way really quickly. That whole moment, like one girl, she just walked past and just bops in the head. I'm like, Jocelyn is out of control. No, I kind of love crazy. It, but she is out of control.
No, she's crazy.
It's not. So what is like the really famous Bad Girls Club girl that we talked about that Dylan was obsessed
with? Natalie Nunn
mm-hmm. is like an executive producer of Zeus.
Yeah, she does the baddies and she does Bad Boys Club. So they're the ones like right now, their main rotation. Mm-hmm. Like every y'all don't realize, like, okay, this is so
you're like, looking around like someone's gonna hear you.
Well, people will hear you.
Yeah, no, she's yeah. here right now, so I'm trying not to like throw her under the bus. Like, my mom comes over on Sundays to watch these shows
like
with me.
Bad Boys Houston Baddies, or something? Baddies Houston.
Yes, Bad Boys Texas, and then Baddies West just ended. Now we're watching the auditions for Baddies East. So
wait, what are you audition for?
Yeah.
They basically, it's the most, it's the stupidest thing in the world. Wait,
can
we go back?
Can you define baddie?
Yes. So basically,
well, actually, Tom, they define what bad and what girl.
They do. I haven't written out, but I want to know what a baddie is.
So basically, I'll tell you that like the real definition. Basically, Natalie wanted to do Bad Girls Club, but she couldn't say Bad Girls Club. She's sure. like, okay, well, we're gonna sure. just say baddies and Got get it. The hell on. So you'll see like in some of these seasons, like some of the girls like Lo London and Miss Cat, like they were on Bad Girls Club back in the day, but now they've come back to be baddies, you know, certain seasons. So it's very cyclical. It's okay. very, very much that. Yeah. Love it.
Well, I'm
Love
in. It. I mean, I
want you in, Kicks. I want you there.
Something that's really, what really puzzled my brain this whole time uh-huh. was how did they get on the show? Were they approach? Did someone submit them? I feel like old television.
Which show?
Bad Girls Club.
Like what we're about okay. to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's okay. what confuses me. I'm like, why are they literally, why are they here?
But in these days, there would just be like articles like in your local newspaper being like casting, because this is produced by Bunham and Murray, who are Real World. So I'm positive. And Real World at this point, it's what the show premiered in 2006. Real World had been on for 15 years. So yeah. like, I'm sure.
Shout out to Tammy Roman.
Yeah, right.
So another god of reality TV.
Definitely. So I'm sure that there was like a posting in like a newspaper that was like, come here if you've been arrested.
Yeah. So they one thing shame. Bad Girls Club is kind of like famous for is I'm sure there were like postings everywhere because like probably beginning days of Craigslist and shit like that. But they have to Bad Girls Club was synonymous for you have to submit an audition tape. So like you would have to like, you know, my name is Ripsy. I hate all these bitches and you know I'm this and that. You had to like make yourself be the baddest girl. Then they talk to your boyfriend, your mom, and all this kind of stuff. Oh, I remember giving Ripsy all kind of whoopings because she was a bad girl as a child, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then they bring you in for another one. You interview with the, you know, the typical reality CB route. But they
it's
like,
just like there's no premise to it.
No,
and well, that's what I'm just that's not. Just that's world. What I'm. I know, and I'm not. I've not a real world watcher. We watched season one. Tom and I watched it and recorded it a while back. But mm-hmm. I just for some reason it like doesn't click in my brain. I'm having a nice
but
time.
That's what, like, but surreal, like, did you watch Surreal Life? That was the same thing.
No.
You didn't watch Surreal Life?
No.
Really?
Bad Girls Club. Well, we like, gotta it do was that under at some the, point. But... Y'all should do that. They brought that back, you know.
I know, but...
Yeah. And it was a little bit much. Like, August Alsina was on there, no. And it was like, okay,
it's not girl. The same. It's not the same.
No. But they, like, they got these girls in this house, too, under the guise of, like, we want to help you get better, but for some reason they just never ever came. Like it waited until like people started complaining, then they were like, okay, like season 7, fine, we'll throw a therapist in there and let them have a couple sessions. But then they were like roasting the therapist, so like the therapist wouldn't come back and like, look a mess. So like there right, was no point in that.
They're sitting there asking like, why are you here? Why yes. are you? Yeah, but I'm jumping the gun because we have a lot to talk about. Tom wants to talk about the history and we have all that good stuff.
Yes, but ooh, I love that. But first, before we get into like the history of the show, Kendrick. So if you don't follow Kendrick, follow him at Reality and Comics 2 on IG and make sure to check out his absolutely fabulous podcast. This is deeply unrelated to Bad Girls
Club.
Okay,
love that.
But any quick thoughts on any like MCU things that you're loving right now? Did you watch Secret Invasion yet? Was it good?
I think you know I woke up early to watch it because I was, you know, I literally, my sleep schedule was so thrown off that day because I don't know how people,
that was,
like,
yes,
do y'all
that was
go
yesterday.
Into the office 5 days a week? No. I know.
four and a half.
I'm like,
that is too many.
I'm like, here and there, like sometimes 3, sometimes 0. I don't know.
I like going into the office. Yeah, I'm like the one person in the world. So
I know you're
I hate it so
it.
Much.
Yeah.
I am like I go Tuesdays and Wednesdays. It is a nightmare because my sleep schedule. So I'm the person that stays up to like 2 a.m.
Right.
So like waking up at 6 to go to work is just a nightmare to me, like a nightmare. I hate it so much. And then I come home, I'm so exhausted. I had the nerve to work out with a coworker. I don't know why the hell I did that. So like that's
not with a coworker.
I know why? It was. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I did that. But all that to say, like my sleep was thrown off. So like I woke up randomly at like 3 a.m. and I watched Secret Invasion because like. It's my favorite like comic book event. Like I love it so much. And so like, I've been waiting on this show. It's nothing like the comics, but I knew it wasn't going to be, but like, I'm absolutely loving that. So we're one episode in, it's like espionage, spy thriller. And I love that kind of genre.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. I love it.
You something like it. I want to do.
It. I'm going
to
watch it.
Something I want to do though, is I want to restart. I know this is going to be like a lifelong undertaking. I want to restart the MCU chronologically because like Tom's eyes got really wide.
Why?
But
why do you want to do that?
Because I just like, I love it, but there's things that I didn't see and like want to see, but don't want to watch it out of context. And, so Kendrick, offline, I can get you. I should probably give you cash for it because it's gonna take you like 2 hours to give me a list of
no,
things.
No, I would do it gladly.
You can Google it real quick. They give you. Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Wait, are you trying to go chronologically in timeline or chronologically in release?
Kendrick, what do you think? You're the expert.
Okay, so me and Monty actually had this conversation recently because she's getting her wife to start watching like the MCU from the beginning, you know, like she would come like watch Black Panther and that stuff, but like she doesn't know like the Iron Man, the Hulk and all this stuff. So I told them, I said, just start with release date. Like, I feel like chronological might be a little confusing for people. Like if you don't know like what the hell you're doing, I feel like chronological is good. If you've seen it all the way through, then it's fun. But watch it from release date. So just like start with the first Iron Man movie, go to the Incredible Hulk, and then, you know, go that way. Don't do chronological. Then you start with like Captain, what do you start with? Oh, you start with Captain America, the first Avenger, mm-hmm. then you mm-hmm. go to Captain Marvel. And I feel like that's so confusing to people. Like,
true. Yeah,
that's whole different phases and stuff. So start with release date.
Yeah, there's so much like Disney Plus stuff I haven't seen. I watched WandaVision, which was amazing, but that was the only Disney Plus thing I saw. And I know there's so much good shit out there, but like, I kind of want to also watch the movies, because there's a lot of like the Avengers movies that I didn't see, or Captain America movies, which I know Tom is stressed because I know those he loves those so much.
No, I don't even care that much. It's just, this is a lot on your plate, and all while you still need to watch season 5 of Top Chef again.
Fuck you, honestly. I'm on a Sex and the City rewatch. I'm giving Top Chef a moment because I've watched it all so much.
I know you love you some Top Chef.
I can't. Oh, I do. The way you said that is such a read.
I didn't mean for that to be a read.
You also look like you're in the fucking.
I look
like
I'm in the Bear.
Like you're in the Bear.
New season
like,
of the Bear.
Oh, she's out today. Oh my god, I can't wait to start it.
See, I didn't finish. I'm so excited. I didn't finish.
No, I'm in my.
One.
I'm really embracing like a Brooklyn queer finally after 2 years of living
thank
here.
God.
I got a shag haircut on Tuesday and it changed my whole personality. And now
it's
I have
everything.
A bandana. So
Kix is like smoking American Spirits, like drinking Miller
I love
Lite.
American Spirits. Don't even put that in the universe. So. And I like them hand rolled, which is extra.
You like Brooklyn. Them what?
Hand rolled, mama.
Okay. Mm. Word. Yes. Should we use the soundboard today? I have it prepped. I was nervous.
No.
You don't want me to use it?
I don't. I think.
Can I say this is my first time here since like you started doing stuff. I would love the soundboard.
Okay, great.
Just saying, I would love it.
Well, that's all, Kendrick. That
okay,
is all I
needed
to hear.
Here's the deal. Every time you do the soundboard, I get another attack on my I get to watch Top Chef season.
I don't care. You live all the way out in Brooklyn with your bandana on. You can live your life, okay?
No, I am watching Love Island, which Kendrick, we have to do a whole other situation about because we can certainly
will y'all,
get into it today.
Will y'all come on and talk about, because you know each week I put out
absolutely.
An episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm down.
I've had Emily on, Raven, Giselle from Who Asked Me. Like I you know me, I'm obsessed with it. So I would love to talk to y'all about Love Island.
Yeah, my God,
just
course.
Really quick, who are y'all loving? Like, who's your favorite if you had to pick from the show?
Definitely Whitney. Jess.
Correct.
Whitney, I want to be friends with. Jess, I don't. But
no,
Jess is
but
kind
no
of scary.
Jess. I do not.
Yeah,
no.
she's
but
scary,
she's
but
so much fun. She also
TV.
Looks like every single contestant that's ever been on Love Island.
She does. And the new guy. There's a
I
new
thought
guy
I was watching
in.
An old season because I was like, why does she look familiar?
You know what? There were twins. I don't know if it was last. It might have been like 2 seasons ago. They looked just like her. So that's what it was. There were twins. One got booted out. We didn't care. We barely cared about the one that was there. But they all looked the same. And there's a new guy named Scott. That face, like literally his face, has been in there every season of the show. I don't care what anyone. It might be him. I don't know.
The new guy,
the same
Scott,
face.
Is very basic looking. The man I cannot stand is that middle part flathead bitch.
Who's your
Sammy?
The Sammy. Hair is like parted, and his hair is like flapped. It looks so
it's
bad.
Flapped. He needs a round brush and a diffuser, and like
seriously.
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
Scared. When I saw him walk in with that middle part, I'm like, who told you?
I'm obsessed that all the girls are like, what, Tom? What's the girl you like? Jess. I'm so obsessed with all the girls are like, Jess. He's for you.
Yes.
He's definitely for you.
It's because they're like, I don't want to fuck with him. Yeah. And then the most recent episode where the hottie, Mitch, but the douchebag Mitch, said to Jess, he was like,
scary.
He was like, he is scary. He was like, honestly, I've had feelings for you the whole time. I feel like our banter is cheeky, really cheeky banter. And I get
teeth.
The fanny flutters when I see you.
With Grafton, yeah. You know.
And I was like, really? Run from Mitch. He is a sociopath.
Absolutely. He wants to stay in the
maybe
house.
Maybe they're
so
a match
bad.
Made in heaven, though, because he's fucking nuts. So
they may be. Honestly, they might be because One, Sammy does not want Jess. Like, we all know that. He does not want... He wants Leah to, like, make any kind of, like, move on him, and he's going to leave Jess at the altar, like, tomorrow. Of course, she's going to be alone, and then she's going to be like, you know what? Maybe Mitch isn't a fucking lunatic. Maybe I will give him a chance. And then they're going to get together. I see the writings are on the wall, because Molly wants to be with Zach. Whitney, I don't know. I don't want Whitney with Maddie anymore.
She better stay the whole fucking time. I don't care who she's with. Oh, same. I need her there.
Yeah, I need her. Okay, one more thought, and then we do need to move on to Bad Girls Club, because sometimes we spend about 45 minutes before we jump into the episode.
It's usually my favorite, though, because I love hearing y'all just like
banter. And something that really, really tickled me is the phrase turkey teeth that Jess used. She's like, I love a guy with turkey teeth.
Yes.
They're so obsessed with teeth, though, because so many people have fucked up teeth. Yeah. No, some people have fucked up teeth.
Is turkey teeth fucked up teeth?
No,
though?
I think turkey teeth is a positive, because why would she want crooked teeth? Well, when that's literally everyone at every pub in the UK.
Here's the thing, but like sometimes people like ugly, like mid, like the kids are saying.
Okay.
Okay, turkey teeth is a new term, different meanings, great. Yeah. Filling someone's natural tooth, filing someone's natural tooth down and putting veneers on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Kyle Richards.
And boy, does he have veneers. He has got the biggest teeth that have ever been
on
that
show. Jess.
Yeah.
Jess has horse
teeth.
They're
mesh made in heaven. They're going to hurt if they kiss each other.
Maybe she has turkey teeth.
But my thing is, someone I can't stand that I feel like is an unpopular opinion is Molly.
Oh, I hate Molly.
I liked her at the beginning, but she's a mess. And so now I like her again. For that reason.
I uttered pure fear when she said these words. I think it was when the newest guy came in. What was his name again? The new guy you were talking about?
Scott.
Scott comes in. He's getting into Molly. And he's like, I heard you're an actress, right? And she goes, no, I'm actually like a, yes, but I'm like a singer, actor, dancer. She like listed the order, the correct order of like her strengths. I was like,
I like it.
Babe, I need you to call it on that. Like, no one cares. You're on Love Island. Your singer, actor, dancer career is gone. You're a Love Island reality star.
Not happening.
No.
But she isn't in on it, which I like. Like, she doesn't get the LOL of it all, which makes me like her more. Because she's crazy.
The girls kind of openly hate her now.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that. Like, watching Jess, like, point over there every time they were working out. And she's like, oh, what are you doing over there? What are you doing over there, Molly? You're getting it in? You're grafting over there? And they're like, what's actually happening right now? I love it. Did you know, though? I saw... Okay, I know we have to move on. But did you know... I saw a TikTok that said that Molly's mom works for like ITV, who's like the company that produces
that
Love Island or whatever. Yeah. I feel like that trick was like, are y'all caught up?
No.
I'm caught up.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm not caught up. I haven't seen, today's episode was, I'm not going on UK. I'm going on US.
Yeah. Like US, I'm not caught up. Like
Yeah. I've seen everything. Well, I didn't watch today, 'cause it was like a filler episode today.
Oh, I don't watch. I never watch Unseen, but I do watch After Sun. So,
watch that?
I like it because I'm kind of obsessed with it. Raven convinced me, because we're both obsessed with the host Maya, who's like, you know, she comes into the villa every now and then. Mm-hmm. She's amazing, but I like it for like the extra context, and they have guests sometimes, like old Islanders or randomly, like Molly's parents were on there, and like now I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense because you fucking run the company, so you might as well.
Damn.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm in.
Well, listen to us on Kendrick's podcast talking about Violet if you want more of that, I guess. Yeah. Okay, well, we are here to talk about Bad Girls Club, as we mentioned earlier. We are chatting season one, episode one of Bad Girls Club. This can be found for free on Tubi, so go check that out. I've never logged into Tubi till I watched this.
Nope.
And I don't think I will
again. Log in two different times in two different apps to get it to work.
But Tubi has a lot of great free offerings, like trashy shows.
It's the free man's Zeus, honestly.
Yeah.
you can find a lot of wild shit on there.
So yeah, if you want to watch it, watch it. If you don't, and you just want to hear us chat about, you know, the show then hang out. So a little history on Bad Girls Club, on the series itself. It premiered season one, episode one, once again, what we're chatting about today, on December 5th, 2006. That was the day after my 16th birthday.
There it is. Yeah.
I said this before, but it was created by Bunham and Murray. They are the duo production duo behind The Real World. So that's why it's a similar sort of setup. Season one had 22 whole episodes, which was like an insane amount of episodes for the show. Hour long episodes. I couldn't find anywhere how long like they filmed the show for, but 22 episodes long. I mean, they had to have been filming for at least 3 months, which sounds like pure hell for this group of ladies. Bad Girls Club has had,
hence the reason half of them came and went.
Well, sure. Right. Bad Girls Club has had 17 seasons. The final season wrapped in 2017.
It was just terrible.
Not that long ago, honestly. I didn't, it's not. I mean, it's 6 years ago, but still. Yeah. Six? Yeah.
Wait, have I lived in New York City for 6 years?
I mean, yeah.
Wow. Dope.
Look at you.
Look at you go.
Look at you.
And season one cast consists of, we have Amy, Ripsey, Jody, Carrie, Leslie, Ty, and the last one I have a note about later because she introduces herself as Sarah, but it's spelled Z-A-R-A. And I'm like,
it's Zara.
I know, but she's just like, hey, it's me, Sarah. Yeah. But she doesn't
slurs all her words.
Oh, right, because she's black out all the time. But it's funny. I'm like, in my mind, that's Zara.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like her parents, and she's not from, she's not from somewhere where I think there's a lot of Zaras. But I'm sure there's a lot of Sarahs, and they were like, let's just throw a Z here and see if like makes your life a little fun.
If it tracks, exactly. Yeah,
throughout season one, we had a couple replacements. Ripsey gets kicked out for fighting Carrie and Jody in the second episode. And she is replaced by this woman named Deanna. Ty and Leslie both leave the show, which is sad because they were the two that I really liked. Ty is replaced by Joanna. Leslie is replaced by this woman, Andrea. Now,
we'll talk about Ty's exit, though, because it wasn't just like deciding to leave.
Yeah. No, Ty left. But Ty get in. Leslie left because she was like, I want to kind of move on with my life. That's what I read.
She said it voluntarily left the house after feeling like no one was doing anything to change.
Yeah, because you can tell she misunderstood the assignment going in. Because she has her shit together. She's not really bad. I think she maybe thought this was like a opportunity to just like become a better human.
Famous.
No, but I don't even think she went in to be famous.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah.
And I'm sure that like the producers were probably throwing around, oh, real world, real world. Mm-hmm. We do real world all the time. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay. Some of them went on to like have like great careers, like whether it's in like fucking radio or something, but they went on to have like great careers and stuff, so like they all were probably like, oh well, shit, maybe this is a good opportunity for me, not knowing that they're going to be exploited like a motherfucker on here.
But then another replacement, though, so the woman Joanna, or nicknamed JoJo, who replaces Ty later on in the season, she goes on to win For the Love of Ray J.
What a fat. Oh my God.
Okay. Whatever that means.
I think probably Ray J is like, if you asked him who JoJo was, he would be like, I literally don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they are, of course, no longer together.
What?
I know. Some fun facts on where everyone is now. We have Amy, who we'll get to it, but I die for Amy. She's my favorite.
Fucking crazy.
Amy is... No, this site I found with, like, where are they now was a bit dated, and I'm pretty sure I have some viruses because I was on the site. So take all of this with a grain of salt. But Amy said that she is now a roadie working for tours across the U.S., like... Chris Brown.
The American hero.
American hero Chris Brown. Gavin DeGraw and Billy Joel. A really wide gamut.
Oh, wow. That is really crazy.
Jody is living a very boring life. Carrie released a single right after she left the house and then hasn't done music since. Sarah and or Zara has children with the man that she references on the show. They're still together.
It appears that she cheats on him as well. It does appear
that that is the case. Leslie is a realtor and financial advisor in Georgia. We love to hear that.
They're all realtors.
And then Ty continues to get arrested for disorderly conduct to this day. Apparently, oh, allegedly. No. And then lastly, Ripsey goes MIA after being arrested for a DUI in 2009 and being found asleep in a running car. But then there was like one weird blind item where someone was like, no, she's like a dental hygienist at my doctor's office in Mass.
But there's no way her name is still Ripsey, though.
Well, that's like, not her full. Her full name is exactly longer, but. So yeah, that's kind of a background on where the girlies are and all that stuff.
Love that.
Kix, what was happening though in December of 2006?
Thank you for asking. movie wise on the box office was Casino Royale, Happy Feet, cult classic, Deja Vu, which I had to look up cause I didn't remember, but it has Denzel Washington in it. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. And then
I've seen it.
The Nativity Story, which I also don't know what that was. I don't know
what that is.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Borat, which is actually iconic.
It is. That
I flippantly use that word, but I feel like here it works. Stranger Than Fiction, Santa Claus 3, a lot of holiday movies coming up.
It was December.
Yeah. Music-wise, this is when it always gets good.
Yeah, I love it. Go for it.
I Wanna Love You by Akon was number one on this week on Billboard Top Hits featuring Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Irreplaceable by Beyonce came up to number two. Another Akon classic, Smack That.
Smack That.
Smack That.
Wait, can we just say though, Irreplaceable is Beyonce's worst song.
It sucks.
I feel like that's like that the or thing, Halo. Like they use for torture.
Yeah.
Halo's always a skip.
I like Halo, but I like to see Halo perform live. I don't. Well, here's the thing, Kendrick, shit like records too. I
performed Halo live a pop show in high school, and I threw around little ribbons to it. So,
this is a potential mother.
So I too, me and Beyonce both performed it.
Okay,
there you go.
I missed that. I was not there during that pop show. I can't remember that to save my life. Kendrick, go.
So this might be controversial. I don't know, because I feel like I get a gasp every time I say it. But there's one Beyonce song that I hate more than anything in life. And you know, I fucking love Beyonce. But every time Best Thing I Never Had comes on, I hate that song. It makes my balls itch. Like, I hate that song so much. Nothing's wrong itch. With me. It does. I hate that song.
I feel that way about much. Love on Top, which
kicks.
What?
I know.
Kicks.
Love on Top.
I know. I can recognize it as like obviously talent.
Have you heard it?
I don't like to listen to it.
Like live, you're not into what's happening live. Do you not remember the reveal live of the baby bump or the music video at Alvin Ailey Studios where their outfits are constantly changing every time they do a little ball step, but the key changes?
Live, sure. Anything live is great. If she sang Irreplaceable live, I too would be enjoying myself, but it's just I don't know why there's something about it that makes my non-existent balls itch.
I feel you.
Best Thing I Never Had, honestly, I don't dislike it, but my biggest issue with that song to me is it's who is it about? That was like the thing that always bothered me about, that's something that bothers me about Four. And it's not that your songs have to be about anything, but it all seems kind of phony because they're all about this person that's not there anymore, but like she's been with Jay-Z for like approximately 10 years at that time.
You know who I feel like it's about? That was Rihanna. When she fired Matthew Knowles, so maybe he was the best. Well, she had him, I guess.
That's a good point. But I understand what you're saying, but then but like I Care, Best Thing I Ever Had, and I love I Care, it's one of my top five. But I'm like, what is this about? And it doesn't have to be about anything, but if I were Jay, I would be like, is this about me?
Okay. Well, I just want to go through some other like real bangers here. How to Save a Life by The Fray, which now still famously such a moment in like trashy hospital dramas.
Wait, was that in Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
No, that was fat. That was Snow Patrol.
No, but this song is "How to Save a Life" is definitely in whatever. But Snow Patrol had
that moment.
"Lips of an Angel."
What's that song?
"Lips of an Angel."
Oh.
I don't want to see you.
Whatever that means.
Okay. Tom and I's, like, I think a sleeper Gwen Stefani hit is "Wind It Up." I could still listen to that song and take my top off to it.
That was 2006?
Yeah, it was on, it was number 7.
Why do I not remember that song?
I thought
"High on the Hill" with the 2006
was the era of Love Angel Music Baby. When did Love Angel Music Baby come out?
I don't know, but also incredible in her only good album. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, and deeply
Love Angel Music Baby came out in 2004.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. My working album.
"Moneymaker" by Ludacris went down to number 8 because "Wind It Up" took it over.
Thanks for that detail.
And then lastly, I did want to just throw this one in there because it was another hospital drama hit, "Chasing Cars" by Snow Patrol.
That's what I was saying. That, to me, that is Grey's Anatomy.
Is it possible that I can be right every once in a while, Tom?
I'm not saying you were wrong. I'm saying in my mind, Snow Patrol pops out first as like hospital. Don't waste time chasing cars.
I'm pretty sure I've seen other... on The Good Doctor a few times.
Too, I'm positive.
Some other reality TV. We have mentioned this so many times because we have covered so much reality TV that came out in 2006. It was such a moment for television. We had Real Housewives of OC premiered, Top Chef premiered, The Hills, yeah. Flavor of Love. I also said some non-icons, literally, that's what I called it. Gene Simmons, Family Reunion, or Family Jewels, America's Got Talent, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Robin Big, and The Workout, which I feel like we haven't talked about, it was there was something I was so entranced by it, but that's because now I'm out.
I wish you could see what, I mean, Kix literally looks like Tracy Warner, I think that's her name.
Yeah. Why don't I know this show?
It was an early Bravo show about a bunch of trainers at a gym that fucked.
Oh, I watched that. Yeah, I watched that.
There was like 3 seasons or something.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I watched another one that got canceled immediately after one season. So, okay, I watched not the same
Tom,
show.
It was, which one were you in the background of?
No, I'm not in that one, but I was I knew a lot of people in The Workout New York, the spinoff.
Yeah.
In that they, maybe you watched that.
Maybe that's what I watched. Was, okay.
That came out like in 2017 or something. Okay. They tried to like
Amber and Lindsay, yeah, friends of the pod.
We have some friends that were on the show. A lot of friends are on the show.
You were not in the background of that, but you were on Luann's float.
So I was on Luann's float.
Yes. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, ladies.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Well, let's get into this episode. So also the song for the episode, like the title song.
Iconic. Iconic.
That's the first thing I
wrote
down.
"Love Me or Hate Me" by Lady Sovereign. I was like, okay, play this at my funeral.
Not on the top billboard, though. I just want to mention that.
Yeah, I don't think so. But this,
I want you to know, at the time, the fans went nuts when they, because at some point they replaced that theme song with something else, and it caused the biggest uproar on Twitter. Because we're like, what the, like, if we don't know Bad Girls Club for anything else, we know it for Fighting and that goddamn theme song, and now you've taken it away from us.
It's such a cute intro.
I agree.
The song, right? The graphics, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the intro, we get a quick little definition of what is a bad girl. And then, so it says, bad, colon, definition, not in keeping with the standard of behavior or conduct, disobedient, naughty, or misbehaving. And then girl, colon, and I found this one pretty offensive, young, immature women. I'm like, I don't think that's what a girl is. I think a girl is just like a young woman.
Right.
I think we could probably remove immature, but okay. And also one of these women is 31 in the house.
Exactly.
I don't think she's a girl.
Yeah. But I want to ask something to the team that's here. What makes you, in as an individual, Tom and Kendrick, bad girls?
Tom, you go first.
I don't think I'm a bad girl. Like, what do you think? Do you think I'm a bad girl?
Well, I mean, as they go in a circle on the couch and ask them why they're here, what makes you a bad girl?
I don't know. What have I done that's that bad?
Right.
I mean, I almost got arrested in Mexico once.
Yeah.
Okay.
after doing some drugs I shouldn't have done on the in the bathroom of a strip club that had sand for a floor. That makes me kind of bad.
That's pretty bad, Tom. That's pretty bad.
For me, it's, I think I had a bad girl phase when I was like the age of like 14 to 16. Mm. I got caught sneaking out a couple times, or just once, but I snuck out a couple times. Mm-hmm. I drank a lot. But I think, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would be on the show being like, I had a bad girl phase, but like, I'm cool now.
Kix, you wouldn't right. last 2 minutes at the bad girl's club. No.
But it's good to recognize that though, because you have some girls that go on there and they are like the perfect little angels, and boy, do they get a rude.
So that was going to be a question I had, because I was like,
yes, about one of the girls, this country singer.
Yeah, Carrie. I'm like, Carrie. She's like, I'm bad because like I sing songs and have tits. I'm like, okay, well, like that doesn't sound bad to me, but I mean, I guess if people are calling you bad, you should probably. My feedback for her is like, she needs to find a new group of girls to hang out with, because she's not a bad girl. If she's the bad girl of the group, who is she hanging out with?
Well, maybe exactly this. The only episode I watched, and the first time ever watching it, I had a moment where I was like, there, maybe she pops though, because like I could see her being a little nuts, but.
Well, she does
not
push. She does
head.
Push Ripsy in the pool, which I thought was really uncalled for. I mean, Ripsy was like,
and Ripsy's literally drowning.
I know. Yeah.
She can't fucking swim.
I know. I was like, Carrie, girl, don't do that. I don't think pushing people in pools is nearly ever funny. So,
no, it's literally
not. Wait, Kendrick, what makes you a little naughty? What's your bad girl behavior?
Oh, I don't. You know, so okay, I'll say sometimes. I don't always know my limit, because I'm the person that's like, oh my God, I had a rough week. Let's go have some like fucking fun. Normally like 98% of the time it's okay. But that other time I know for a fact I shouldn't have those extra ones. And then the night just becomes debauchery, where I don't know where my phone is. My wallet's gone. So I got to replace all my credit cards, all my IDs and this kind of stuff. I've hit someone, so we're not friends anymore. Like, it's all that kind of stuff. But it's not all the time, though. It's just, you know, they'll forgive me one day.
The last time we were all together, I did black out in a random house in Pennsylvania.
You did.
That's what makes me a bad girl.
That winery was amazing, by the way.
We did have fun.
I saw
Donnie projectile vomit at a Wawa the next day, as did you, Kendrick.
Oh, I did. I forgot. I did throw up in a Wawa. Yeah,
that Wawa was a trouble.
That Wawa was
spot.
So shitty. Anyways,
sketchy at best.
Donnie was like, "It's beautiful here," and I'm like, "Yeah." Define.
I mean,
beauty.
I love Wawa so much, but that was not it.
No, that one housed some insurrectionists.
In vomit.
That's my thing with Pennsylvania, and if you are from
Let's
Pennsylvania
get into
and
it.
You listen. This, you're probably great, but it's swing and a miss on whether you're gonna get like an insurrectionist or like a down fun person. I just feel like
it's literally
when you drive
city.
Through Pennsylvania,
like
you're
city.
Like, wait, yeah. I'm in the scariest place I've ever been, and then you're like, wait, I'm in the most.
Tom almost got hate crimed.
I did. I had to leave a grocery store at a different.
Fish tackle store.
Yeah, no,
in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah, but. When we got to that winery, I was like, wait, this is amazing.
Right.
Everyone is hot and nice. But then you like go
and lit.
Everyone was hot.
But I know, but then you go to a grocery store a mile away and you're like, this is where I get curb stomped.
Exactly. American History X right here.
Skinheads as far as I can see. So it's like, what are we doing? You know? So
wait, can we go back a second? Why was everybody at that winery hot? Like,
it
everybody.
Was so weird. It's like they flew
because
in hot
people.
Because it
was the only thing to do.
Well, remember,
I mean,
hot.
We had a fun-ass time,
but we
also just drank at the house.
Right.
But remember, I mean, Chelsea and I were saying, we were like, we need to get out of here because it's like turning into like a Dionysus, like everyone like gets naked and fuck in the field. It like felt like.
Which I've never
love
done.
That for us, though. I mean, I don't know. First time for everything.
That's true, I guess.
I'd hate to be like the one person that doesn't get chosen to feel though. Okay, anyway, back to bad girls.
You're no. Like, I'll drive home.
Exactly.
While Donnie's getting like railed in the field. Wow, Donnie, I hope you listen to this or don't. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Let's find out. Actually, let's find out. Not
should
ask
I bleep
him,
Donnie's name? Yeah, that's true. We should find out to see if he's a supportive friend or not.
There you go.
So back to the episode. So the ladies start arriving, or girls, as I should say. Once again, I pretty much in life don't call, like, I'll call my, the word girls to me is like something you say with your friends maybe, but like calling someone a girl, especially like as an adult, feels a little derogatory to me. Do you know what I mean? Do you agree?
You know what you should add to your soundboard? That's a child.
I know. I forgot to.
No, I get it. It's like Tom and I will say, let's have like a girls' night.
That's fine.
When our parents are, and that's the literally the only time I use it.
We're like, girls, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Right.
I say that all the time.
Girl.
All the time.
You know.
Or yeah, girl. But if you're
like that's
that girl over there, like I'm like, what? No, that's like not a nice thing to say. So.
Right.
But they call themselves girls here, so I'm gonna call them that. The girls had to arrive. First we get Sarah/Zara.
Good time.
Yeah.
Good
you know,
time girl.
Sarah/Sarah, she is something else. I can't tell if she's just drunk all the time or she's like just like high in her own supply.
When she described her background, though, it made a ton. She said only 200 people in the town she lives in. She knows everyone. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? You're the fun girl in the town where, like, there are 8 people. Like, I get it. That's very much you.
When she says
she wants to make it in the city, that's what she's talking about. She wants to know if she's the funny girl in the actual city now.
Right.
You have a friend like her because then you're like, I can sleep at her house when we go out and drink at a parking lot behind the subway.
Exactly.
And there's no way.
The Wawa.
Yeah, and there's no way she knows her like times tables. Like she's like.
But I don't. I do want to say that I've recently found out that everybody learned their 12s in high school. I did not learn my 12s.
Okay, we gotta test this.
Really?
I don't like
12.
12 times 8.
Yeah, 12 times 8.
No idea. Can you do quick math
in the brain?
No, I can't do. I can't do like 12. The only 12 I know is obviously 12 times 10 and 12 times 12.
And 12 times 1.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And 12 times 2 is 24. Like, I know them. But you know what I mean? It's like the only place I went to was like, we did 11.
What about 12 times 5? It's a fun one to always memorize.
Is it fun?
60.
What is it?
It's 60. It just doesn't kind of make sense. But it's always, that was always like a touchstone. You're like, what's 12 times 5? 60.
Well, now I know.
Okay. This is worrisome.
Now you know.
Okay,
there
after Zara gets there, Leslie shows up. So Zara arrives literally with like her limited to like clip-on hair extensions in and like a little bag and like some bikini bottoms. And then Leslie shows up only 2 years older than her on a whole ass motorcycle. Looking like a bad bitch.
I love her.
I am obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She just gets...
Love Leslie.
And she's funny and she's down.
She's hilarious.
And when she was like... when they get into the house and she was like... She was like, I cannot stand a dirty bitch. And Zara/Sarah is like, that's me. She's like, okay,
of course,
well, we're not-
she is. She gives that energy of like always. She always has a messy room.
Yeah,
yeah. She's never clean before.
No.
If she's clean, she definitely hasn't used any products like Lysol or Fabuloso.
No,
like
and you know that bathroom before. Is covered in products, like
oh,
you know,
yeah.
like a girl's bathroom that doesn't get clean, where it's just like five different hairspray cans, 5 different foundations, but they only
Half
use one that's like in the drawer.
Yeah.
Right.
So then we get Ripsy who comes in. Ripsy is 23 and she doesn't do laundry because she's a rich bitch.
Period.
And I
But what I like that they're doing on this is that everybody's entering the house in a vehicle that fits their personality. Mm-hmm. Like,
because she was
Leslie
in like a limo
comes in on
or
a motorcycle.
Right?
Ripsy gets driven there.
Yeah.
Amy drives herself
in
a car.
In like a pizza delivery truck from Long Island. That's taken. She did a cross country trip.
She was destined to be a soccer mom one day.
Yeah.
Like an aggressive soccer mom.
A car to a reality TV show.
I like it.
What are we doing? Like,
no, I think it's I think it's amazing. Also, another funny thing when they're all getting there, Zara/Sarah, she's like, you know, one thing that I'm really good at is I'm a great listener. And Leslie goes, are you? And it really made me laugh. Leslie reveals she's a stripper, which I'm just, you know, obsessed with. And she's so...
love.
In a lot of the shows in this time, people who work, who are sex workers or strippers or dancers or in that sort of adult genre of occupation, it was always like so scandalous when they talked about it. And here it's not, which I thought was kind of refreshing. She was like, I make a lot of money and I do well for myself.
It made me sad though, when they were like going round robin talking about why they're here. And she was like, well, most good girls don't strip for money. And like, I guess that makes sense, but also she makes so much fucking money. So keep doing it.
Right.
Like,
if I had the body, man, oh man, things that I would be doing in this day and age, my time is past. What did I say? The youth is wasted on the young. God damn it.
But Kendrick,
I wish I had the sleep schedule.
That's all that's holding you back.
Because I'm like a solid 9 p.m. to like 7 a.m. kind of sleep.
Yeah, right, Kicks.
And
that
that's when
it.
You make your money.
You do not want to be on the day shift at a strip club. I promise you, it is not the same.
I cannot picture Kicks on a pole at like noon
with my bandana,
being like swinging, being like, "Do you guys remember season 3 Top Chef winner? I went to this restaurant the other day. It was amazing." Yeah, in your bandana, looking like the bear cosplay.
I love that. Would be a great like shtick for you though, taking everything off except the bandana.
There's this mask lesbian that I follow on TikTok that is a stripper.
Okay.
Oh.
And is mask lesbian. But she wears like basketball shorts and a sports bra.
Kendrick.
Oh, mask. Like M-A-S-C. Yeah, 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 okay. Yeah. I thought you said mask, like Kendrick, you know, like Zorro. Like, I was like, what does that mean?
Kendrick, I'm picturing you in like some basketball shorts and a bra. That would look great. It's like amazing.
Make it work. Make it work.
So then
I love this episode of Bad Girls.
So then Amy. Okay, so then Carrie gets there. Carrie is 31 and my first thought about Carrie is like, she did not seem like a bad girl. Like, what are you doing here? She kind of looks like a, and I think she's beautiful. To me, she looks like a model. Oh no, that's Jody. I'm thinking of Jody. Carrie is country singer, right?
Carrie is country singer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Carrie is a country singer. We talked about her before a little bit, but her whole thing is like, I am the bad country singer girl who like leads with her body and not her voice or something like that. And then she says she was on the cover of FHM as if like everyone was supposed to be like, shut up. What? What is FHM?
What is that?
My girl.
Is it like Farmer's House magazine? What is it? I'm worried Farmer is in it. Let's see. FHM.
I don't know. I think
take your best guess before I look it up.
Oh,
oh goodness.
Oh my god. Wait, I just googled it.
What is it? Say it.
Me
what
too.
Is it?
Oh goodness.
Wait, the first thing I was like, pussy galore, sexy and sober. Yes. Wait, what is this?
I don't BDSM.
This is my work computer.
Wait, what does it mean? What does it stand for?
Jury's out on what it means. But they've got quite the categories.
So it's like a porn magazine.
I think it's like not.
So that's why she got dropped.
I don't think it's full porn.
Oh, For Him magazine is what
for
it is.
For Him.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with ForHims.com, who's sponsoring today's episode.
Not to be confused with Farmer's House magazine.
Right.
And then we get Amy, who is from Long Island, and I'm obsessed with her.
Nuts.
She looks like a mother of five, like at an amusement park at all times. Like everywhere she's going, she's like, y'all, what? Well, not y'all, but she's a different accent that I'm not going to do. But she's like, guys, what are we doing? Come on, stop.
Like, she's like, always pissed.
Mad.
But what I liked about this was that we got a take from her boyfriend, essentially talking so much shit about her.
Yes. And also looks exactly like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same face and haircut.
Yeah.
which kind of tracks if you think about it. So
yeah, because in my mind, it's like the only person she would date is someone she would only date herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it. I feel that. I see it.
And then
I literally wrote Amy is insanity because I can't, yes, everything that she says, I'm like, why are you so mad?
Well, I don't know if y'all want to talk about it now or like, but Amy receives like one of the first like legitimate ass whoopings on reality TV too.
She does
on this season.
I
oh my god,
get it.
From it's Ty? The best episode ever from Ty. Ty, they go to a beach, and can I tell you what the argument is about?
Yeah, tell us. It's kind of iconic. I know nothing about it.
They have a whole like beach day, go on and have fun. Like some of Ty's like random friends are there from like home or something, and like other people, but like Leslie's there, Amy's there, having a good time. It's time to go. They're carrying stuff up back up to the cars, gotta like climb a hill to like get to the cars. And so she says, I think Ty says, like, Amy, get the like the floaty, like there was like a floaty, you know, one of the things you lay on. Mm-hmm. She's like, get there. She's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm not getting that damn floaty. She's like, bitch, get the floaty. I'm not, I can't carry this shit myself. So they're arguing about who's gonna carry up this damn like thing you sit on in the pool. They get to the top. She says something like, well, make me carry it. Ty drops everything. And when I say she whoops Amy's ass on the top of that dance, like, and Leslie is in the background, like screaming, like, no, now you gotta go home, bitch. You gotta go home. Like, that's all she's concerned about the
oh,
whole time.
My God. Oh my God.
Well, I will be Googling have that to Google after that this clip.
Oh, you'll find it everywhere. It's amazing.
Well, when I Googled trying to find this episode because I didn't know Tubi existed before watching this, the first thing that came up on YouTube was like best fight, like fist fights on season one, episode one. Season one, Bad Girls Club. Uh-huh.
Amazing. This is really the only like major fist fight, but there was definitely some. I want y'all to watch season two because season two is kind of like what put it on the map. That's where, do y'all know Tanisha Thomas? She's like, she came from that season, and like she was every episode she was like Nene. Like every episode she gave you like a memeable moment. It's hilarious.
Oh great. Well, maybe we'll just do that season again in a couple like months or something like that. Yeah. And you can come back on and talk about it.
There you go.
Well, so next we get Jody who walks in, and we, this fucking trope in the early 2000s where everyone's like, is that a drag queen? It's like, shut up. So it's not that funny. Right. It's so transphobic. And I'm like, she's just tall. Right. But she's stunned.
Yes.
I actually gorgeous. Don't like her.
I don't like her either, but she's stunned.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
though,
she's gorgeous. She's the 31-year-old that everybody's like,
right. And then we also, Zara / Sarah reveals that her boyfriend is 18 years old. I'm like,
yo. She's 22.
I know, but still, like, what are we doing?
But what, like, we're, I guess, like, I'm on the cusp of the age. Yeah, where it's like, imagine as a 22-year-old, dating an 18-year-old, two, living with a 31-year-old. Like, it's like, it's not that far in age, but, like, maturity and life-wise, it's so...
It's a lot.
I know. I mean,
such a leap.
Your boyfriend can't even drink legally. Like, how? That's not fun. What are you doing? That's not fun.
Life was so different between 18 and 22. It's a crazy. It's a crazy gap to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ty doesn't show up to the house though because she's in court.
She's in court. But when she does show up, she's just like,
she's so chill. Barely when she shows there. That was so weird. Right. Yeah. On the last like. It was kind of like the last moment of the first day. We get an amazing line from Amy. Amy says, this is supposed to make us bond and have each other's backs. Me? I don't give a shit. And then it was like blackout.
There Why we is go. She there?
That's also the foreshadowing when, you remember Ty like left the voicemail for them. Mm-hmm. And so like she was the one that pressed play and she's like, who the hell is this girl? I hope I don't have to beat her. She said something like crazy that like alluded to their fight later on, which is why they left it in. I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. Beautiful.
The whole time I was watching this, I was like, she must be so unhappy to be so intense and mean. Like, there's nothing going, like,
who?
Amy.
Oh, no, but that's just kind of like life. I don't think she's unhappy.
But why do you have to be like that?
No,
like,
but there are people like that. That's just how they navigate the world. They're like, oh, God. Like, that's just her. She thinks she's happy-go-lucky. I bet you.
Oh, God.
I did write down that this show makes me miss Mob Wives.
Well, You can keep watching it.
No, I know. I can keep watching it because it was just like the anger and the fighting and the drinking and the not very well produced, but somehow so entertainable. Like entertaining? Not entertainable.
Entertainable is not definitely not a word, but entertaining.
Yes, sure. I do want to talk about the night out because that was
the ladies go out to the club. Time. And I wrote in my notes, I want to go to a club in 2006. Like, go back in time, right? It looks like so much fun.
Looks amazing.
There was something about also, like, the reality TV of it, of, like, they're filming in a club, and the lights of the camera are so fucking bright. And it's just on, like, three people. That it's, like, I can't, but it's such a, like, it's such a very niche trope that I'm bringing up, but you could spot it from a mile away because it's also in Mob Wives. Every time they're out, it's like full blown lights on them, but everything else, like, it's just, I can't imagine being there and enjoying myself because you're blinded around you. But they do it also in Simple Life. It was just so, something about like the way they filmed it was so like of the times. I thought it was so really off-putting. Like, yeah.
Wait, Kendrick, yeah. What was your first club experience?
Oh my God. I here, which is really weird, there were clubs that like would let you in at like 16. Mm-hmm. And so I never went there. They kind of scared me for some reason. So I never went. Yeah. I would start, I went to college in Indiana. They were all like, you couldn't go unless you were 21. So like they would come home with me sometimes, like when I would come back to Memphis and they would go to clubs with me here. And so I came back to like club with my cousins. I barely remember it. I just remember like it was very overwhelming, first of all, mm-hmm. because in Memphis you had to be like on the lookout because a fight could break out at any moment. It's like Jersey, pretty similar. You never know who's going to get like a bottle thrown at them or something like that. So you got to kind of be on guard, like playing defense and offense. But then like, oh, new Young Jeezy is out, so you can dance to that too. So it's a lot. It's a lot to put on your plate to go to the club, but pretty fun.
Wait, Kix, what about yours? What was your first club experience?
Well, I'm sorry to our parents who are definitely listening to this, but there were clubs, so to speak, that were like you could also get into if you were it was like 17 and up, mm-hmm. which is so weird to me. It's, and there was this creepy one that it's so creepy. There was this one that I went to only one time that it was like all outdoors. And people were like rolling and stuff. Which I did not do. I'd never been interested, but watching people roll was really nuts. And I remember like kissing the stranger, and it was all of the rage the whole evening. They were like, "Well, Kix kissed this stranger at this random club." And
why
I'm like,
not? That sounds fun.
Sounds like a good time. I don't know. It was like in the weirdest fucking part of Dallas. Like, on the way to Dallas, but not there yet. It was really odd.
Las Colinas?
And honestly, kind of. Yeah. Like,
mine was, so I have kind of an iconic first club. I didn't go to clubs in high school because I was a goody two-shoe. We would just drink at other people's houses.
No, I went and was the DD because I was like, I don't drink.
Right, but I still was like, yeah. And then in college, you were so boring. So it wasn't until like it was during freshman year of college. Our parents were in New York City and we went to New York City, and while we were there, another friend of mine from school, Anthony, is from Queens and was in the city. He was like, "We're going to go to Splash tonight. Do you want to go?" And I was like, "Well, I'm with my parents, but my sister and I have our own room, so I can like just sneak out and go."
I don't remember this.
Yeah. So I went to Splash, which is iconic. If you are familiar with the gay nightlife scene in New York, Splash is this crazy huge gay bar that used to be over in, I believe it was in Chelsea, and it's since closed, but like Britney Spears would perform there. Gaga did early performances there on their like little stage, and on the first floor. And we had so much fun. I was like, ooh, I feel alive. So I didn't even drink. I was just like being young and
you were
gay.
High off the atmosphere.
Yeah, I didn't even do anything. I didn't even like make out with anyone. In hindsight, we just like were vibing, you know.
That's fun though.
That was fun.
I love
what
that.
A fun memory.
Yeah. So the girls are at the club, and there is this man who is on his phone. He's his face is on Jody's ass, and he's like on his cell phone, like
upper thigh. Yeah.
And Leslie, being the down queen, the down Team bitch we, that we know and love, yes, gets in the mix, and she tries to like get him off of Jody in a very nice way. She just starts like dancing with Jody. She's like, let's dance.
Yeah, it's like it's a classic like club move of like this creeper is dancing on your friend, and so you go in between them, or you like grab them to like dance with them.
Yeah,
not the creeper, your friend.
Yeah. But then the guy gets mad that she's in there, and they get in a fight, and he says he's gonna call
person to go beat her up.
Yeah, he says a ghetto bitch.
A ghetto bitch, I believe. Yes,
that's what he says to come whoop her ass.
Did y'all think that he was gonna put out a gun when he went to his side?
Like, when he went to go, I was
nervous as fuck.
Same. I was like, oh, this is a gun.
Yes, very. But no, just a beeper to call a ghetto bitch. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The call's coming from inside the house, babe. but then what to me appeared to be a deeply like racially charged moment. The bouncer like comes in and grabs Leslie as if she's this like threat to society. Like,
grabs
in a really
her.
Disgusting aggressive and way. It was
I thought
really,
it was a producer
at first. I thought it was too, but then I was like, no, this is not a producer, this is a bouncer, and she's like throws her around.
Yeah,
it was tough, and
I understand why she was fucking pissed, like
and Joe, you know. And I, up until this point, was like, Jody seems kind of fun. She, in the club, she was like kind of bopping around, looking hot. I'm like, I kind of fuck with her. Team Leslie here. So Leslie, they get outside and they get back into their car and they're heading home. And Leslie's like, what the fuck? She was like, you know what? I learned my lesson because I won't help you again because all you'll do is run off and like not protect me. Like I was protecting your ass and you just ran away. And meanwhile, I'm having to like literally fight a bouncer on the streets of LA because I was trying to stick up for you and a guy who was trying to touch you. But next time I'll just let that happen because apparently I'm nothing to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She was making me laugh in the car in the limo because she was like, oh, I'm Leslie. I want to be a playboy.
That was so funny. No. Leslie was doing that about Jody. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She was like, oh, I'm Jody. I want to be a playboy.
So that ends the night. But then the next day is where things take another turn with a different group of gals. We learned that Ripsy, which I still can't believe that's a name that I now know.
Something we didn't talk about Ripsy is she's like a trust fund baby.
She's a trust fund baby. But something we learned about her is she is like, I've heard that when you like drink in the morning, you like don't get drunk. I'm like, well, that's not really how that works. So she claims she takes a few shots in the morning after she's drinking because that way.
A few shots.
Yeah. Well, first quote, she says unquote. Few. We learn in a couple minutes what few means. But the woman is like elbows
huge shots. You
know, she's literally elbows on the counter, pouring shots of Patron into like what appears to be martini glasses.
Yeah. And doing yoga on the front stoop. Like it's not even like it's not even like a front porch. She's like on the entryway to this house.
Yeah, so she's
like,
doing
house.
Like vinyasa, like reeking of Patron. I can't. Much. What do you like shots, Kendrick?
I do. Yeah. I prefer brown.
You just said that like Phaedra Parks. Like literally like Phaedra Parks. You're like, well, every once in a while I do. Yes. Fancy you asked.
A little dark, you know. I like the, you know, the henny, the, you know, the douce, that those kind
of,
you know.
I can only do shots of like whiskey. I can't do shots of
vodka.
I did a shot of vodka recently that I about vomited everywhere.
We did shots the other day.
In the morning?
Where were we?
We did shots?
You two did?
Yeah, we were we at your congratulatory party, we did shots.
Oh, my race?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, the half. Oh, yeah, we did. Well,
I
whiskey.
Love shots. I think they're so fun.
Yeah.
I think they're so fun.
I think it makes everything like such like if it's just a better time in my
the
opinion.
Mood
if you're like going out, the mood changes.
You literally like power down and then power back up, and it's a new you.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah, and I think especially with tequila.
Well, obviously with Fireball.
Oh, Fireball is a drug. I don't even want to talk about
it. I love
her.
It. It's so good. I would do a Fireball. I'm planning on doing a Fireball shot this weekend for Pride. Yeah.
You know, Catch me on Saturday. I will be having a fireball. Yeah, Kix and I are
going
shot.
To a drag brunch Saturday. Gonna go out after.
Oh, love that for y'all.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Tom I and I's like go to. Shot,
you like when a vodka shot?
I do, but
straight or I'm like a mixed very shot? Picky. Like a lemon.
No,
drop.
I'm like a straight. I'm very picky about the type of vodka. Kendrick, if y'all can see the way they're looking at me right now. Kendrick, no.
Oh my God, my.
Let me defend myself. It can't be like something like Smirnoff or like one of those not. Like that comes like a plastic. You know? It's got to be like Kettle One, or I'll even do like Amsterdam, like one of the flavored Amsterdam, something like that. But I like a vodka shot. I don't. It rejuvenates me.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
It gets me
that.
Like I'm full
and
body.
I love a vodka martini, which
pills.
Is literally just vodka.
Am I gross?
Vodka. I mean, you, no.
No, it's common. People
I
like vodka
I think I'm gross.
Shots.
I might be yeah. gross. No.
My thing is like, I do think tequila tastes better. So like, I like, and I also cannot drink vodka. So it makes me like burn a building to the ground. I get so crazy. So, which has never happened, but
it's taken me a long time to like get to where I can drink tequila, because tequila wouldn't like normally when I used to drink like a shot of it would stay right here in my
yes.
throat and just like attack
like, oh,
it the
I'm
whole
gonna
time.
Vomit.
Exactly.
You think that sensation
like, I can't
is
do
vomit.
It too much.
Like something sitting.
Exactly.
I love it.
So while Ripsy, I can't get over that's her name, is doing yoga.
It reminds me of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Exactly.
It makes me want to say Nipsey, which is not the same person.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. The girls are at the pool and they're trying to like kind of like debrief on what happened last night. And Leslie comes over to try and talk to Jody. And Jody says to her, do you want a drink? Do you want a cookie?
You want a drink? You want a cookie? It is a good question, though. I mean, like,
what a good friend. Like, yes.
Yeah, great.
Love that.
And then Jody pulls some fucking annoying shit and is just using every awful, like, trigger microaggression word against Leslie about how she feels intimidated or mm-hmm. scared of her. And Leslie's like, and this is where, once again, I ride hard for Amy, because Amy is like, Jody, what is intimidating about Leslie? Like, she literally is like, this is insane. You must stop.
Right.
But get she is fucking pissed. Like, starts yelling at her about it.
Yeah, I know. I
love
it.
It's so crazy because it's so early in the morning. And
she says, you Ripsy. Dumbass, ugly porn star looking bitch, Amy says.
And it's like Ripley's Believe It or Not is like six tequilas in at like 10 a.m.
I know.
That's and what I needed to focus on. Y'all are focusing on Jody. No, focus on Ripsy. Ripsy has had a half a bottle of tequila by herself and no one cares.
I know.
No one cares.
I can't. Well, so the whole Ripsy's ripping tequila shots left and right. And then she's like, Zara/Sarah, do you want to go to drinks? And Zara/Sarah's like, yeah, absolutely. And they go,
wait, okay, whoa.
What?
Are they also went on a motorcycle ride.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The other girls went on a motorcycle ride while they stayed at the house and kept drinking. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, but then they go out and Ripsy's just talking. She's like, okay, here's what you have to do. She's like, I come from money. I just want to like let you know what you do. You open 10 credit cards and you just like spend. And then like you just pay the minimum balance on all 10. And then like that's life. And Zara/Sarah is like, girl, what? And then Ripsy lost her wallet. She was mess.
Ripsy was gone. What an impact for one episode.
No, yeah. Well, and
Kendrick,
then
you said she leaves next
day
episode?
Day three. Well, so that was day two. So. Yeah, she leaves next episode. Day three, she's even more hungover, and she starts doing her day morning ritual of shots and a bottle of water. No, I'm positive she also doesn't eat.
No. It's early 2000s.
Yeah,
no one ate.
Yeah.
I was the only person eating around that time.
You ate
easily.
That.
Shut up, Tom.
I'm having a great time with the family.
There's a couple I haven't used. Well, I didn't use. Well, no, if you. There's only one I haven't used yet. I'll try and navigate the combo so I can use it. No, so the girls come down and they're like, Ripsy, like, what's going on? Are you okay? Like, the bottle of tequila was gone. And she said that she had 4 shots.
Jesus.
That's a lot. That's a lot for someone who eats and it's 10 p.m. at night.
Well, no, this was a... I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Like, a normal person doing that many shots at 10 p.m. and she's doing it at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Right. Goodness.
I get the hair of the dog thing, quote unquote, but that means like...
A beer.
Eat a lunch and have a beer.
Or like a glass of wine or something.
Yeah.
It's... Hair of the goodness. No. And hair of the dog doesn't always work, really. All you're doing is just getting drunk again.
It's never worked for me, but I tell people to do it anyway. I don't know why.
No.
It doesn't work for me.
No. I get a little bit because it's like the carbonation, it's almost like a soda, but then it has a little, because beer makes me sleepy. So like, if I have a beer, I'm going to be like, okay, maybe I'll just go take a nap now. So I kind of get that. But also, I've never done hair of the dog at like, the hours in the morning that they're doing it. In my mind, hair of the dog, I'm like, the next day. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm hungover. I'll have a beer with lunch. But
right,
not like at 8 a.m.
And tequila shots.
It's scary.
And if I'm drinking that much, I'm not waking up that early either. Like, it's a lot
I had to wake your ass up when we had to leave that house. I was like, Kendra,
we're all like ready in the kitchen. We're like, should someone wake Kendra up?
I'm like, oh, my bad. Okay. Whoopsie.
So they have like another pool party that day, and this is where things go absolutely crazy with Ripsy. She just continues to get more and more blackout, and then they start drinking whiskey. They're like pouring a full, her and Sarah were pouring a full bottle of whiskey like down their throats.
It looks like Jameson too.
After a drink, oh my god. And then they
get
into the pool.
That sounds so
they start to do yoga again. This is nighttime now. And I wrote in my notes, I love that the black girls are just sitting in the corner eating Doritos, like completely sober as the day is long. While Zara and Ripsy are over in the corner like blackout. They're like, girls, can you stop? But you're actually kind of funny to watch. I feel like they're laughing. They're just like eating popcorn.
They were loving it.
Ripsy absolutely loses her fucking mind. I don't even know what she got so pissed out. They're like, they were all like, oh, she's serious. They're like, they thought she was joking, and then everybody was like, no, she's seriously mad.
Halfway through attacking Carrie, they're like, oh, maybe she is mad. It's like, yeah, she slapped the shit out of her. Like, someone do something, please.
Yeah, she slaps the shit out of her, and then she, like, pushes over that umbrella on the girls. And then...
the heavy-ass umbrella.
Yeah. And then Carrie does the bad move and pushes her in a pool. And then...
And she's literally drowning. She's drowning.
She looks like Jax when he drowned in that lake. Do you remember that? You weren't watching Vanderpump Rules then.
From Titanic.
Mm-mm. No. Kicks.
Because I know it's too soon, but Tom and I used to.
Kicks.
Because Tom and I are incredibly fucked up in the head. We used to do this thing called Jack. I used to do this thing called Jack Swim, where we would sit at the pool and Tom would sit on the edge, and I would, because I had short hair like Jack, I would move my head around. Because his hair looks drowned when he drowned.
To pretend drown like he does in the movie. This story is not appropriate.
It's so fucked up.
For right now. Are you understanding?
Not for today. Tomorrow
what's happening?
Kill,
stop. Oh my god. Stop.
Anyways.
Well, that is the end of the episode, actually.
And this time as a dumpster divas. Wait, Kendrick, as we get canceled.
Kendrick, tell us, can you give us some highlights of like what else is there to look forward to in the season of Bad Girls Club from these ladies?
Nick, I recommend both of you actually go ahead and watch the next episode too, because Ripsy isn't done. Mm-hmm. Like
she's not done ripping.
Oh no, there's a part where she like literally goes to sleep in a chair and she like bounces back up like this and like full on goes and attacks more people. It's amazing television, because I don't think we've seen her like physically slap.
No, not on the stairs. Yeah,
that happens. And it's a lot. And then they have to like have a whole like house meeting, like Summer House, Martha's Vineyard style, about Ripsy, and like the producers have to like get her together and this kind of stuff. But mainly the highlights of this season are the Amy and Ty fight, because that's
okay. I'll Google that.
Please, it's amazing. That's really the biggest thing. I mean, there's, you know, it's a good season, but like it's clearly like an introduction,
right,
season to like something. Season two, every episode is amazing. Like that cast is just fantastic.
When is
that's the one to watch.
When is the pans in the hallway thing?
That's season two. That's Tanisha. Okay. So that's like early in the season, because I think one of the girls, she annoys her so much they end up fighting about that, and then she goes home.
And then when's
we also see Amy in this preview to this episode for what's coming on the season. She sprays bleach on people's clothes.
That
so.
Yep.
Wait, when is the I don't understand? No, I don't understand.
Mean culture that comes from Bad Girls Club.
Yes, that's season 9. Okay. That's Megan James season. That season is so good. Like easily season 7 and season 9 and season 2 and season 4, I think, are the best seasons of Bad Girls Club. That's Natalie Nunn season 4. Season 2 is Tanisha season. Season 7, I don't know if y'all know the characters, but like that's Judy, you know, I got the voodoo for you bitches. That's Judy season. Okay. Stassi and all those good, not white Stassi, but black Stassi.
the first Stassi.
I do think Stassi, white Stassi, could be on Bad Girls Club.
Oh, she might not. I would love to see someone beat her up.
Well, not talking right about now.
Bring back violence. Pregnant, but... I mean, no, not now. She's pregnant. Okay, guys.
Wait a couple months.
Everyone, deep breaths. No one cut that clip and send it to her. Please.
Yes, 2, 4, 7, and 9. Watch those.
Okay. I mean,
there are more good ones in there, but those are the ones.
We essentially have Bad Girls Club in a different form right now, which is just the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trap.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was gonna say, or like early seasons of Vanderpump Rules. Stassi slaps the shit out of Kristen. So, yeah.
You know, true. That. So I really think they're missing out on an opportunity to put the young ones into a Ultimate Girls Trip in the Bravo world, because here's the thing, the old ladies are fun, and they're fun when they get drunk and they get wasted, but there's about 4 things they argue about with the young ones. Like, they'll get a little physical, they'll get really messy. Like, I want to
so
see,
fucking drunk.
Like, I want to see Lindsay Hubbard and Kristen Doty, and
I feel like they'd team up.
They would be a nightmare team.
Mm. I like it. I'm sold.
What other shows could we? was that the one?
That was the one I had to use. We're talking about 2 people that suck.
Martha's
Vineyard.
Oh,
Summer
where
House.
Else would they pull from?
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules. I feel like there's some like.
Well, we would definitely
deck.
Need James Kennedy. Well, would it be all girls, or would it be co-ed?
Co-ed. Maybe co-ed. Co-ed. Yeah.
So they have to. Need James Kennedy. Everybody's straight. They have to fuck.
We
so.
Need. I think we need Shep, because Shep is
sucks.
Has not. He sucks. He's not been on Winter House, and he's like a raging alcoholic.
I feel like the season of Below Deck Sailing, oh, the, like three, oh, the,
what's his
like
name?
Love Triangle,
yes.
It would make really good great what's, on this.
What's, I've been seeing a lot about
what's
that.
What's the Australian no. guy's name?
Oh,
the,
shit.
The pirate?
Yeah, the pirate. Well, yeah.
Gary.
Gary. He's got, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and then both Summer Houses.
Maybe a little family karma, like put Brian Binney on there just for some
problems. Brian would be good.
Definitely.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because now they're friends. Like, Brian is friends with Lindsay.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, what's the main guy's name? I say main guy, but you
which
know,
one?
The main guy in Family Karma.
What's his name? Vishal.
Vishal. Yeah, yeah.
I
absolutely.
Definitely think Vishal should be there, because he gets a little drunk and a little messy.
I feel like someone on
his homosexual
like, Gigi,
might come out.
His homosexual will come out. Yeah, definitely.
Gigi from Shaw's.
Or I would love to see MJ too. I love MJ.
MJ would be good.
There's a lot of potential.
Honestly,
I also want
to. I feel like Winter House is just going to be that though. It's like,
yes, but
isn't Brian on Winter House?
He is. Yeah, and so is some. So are some flop Below Deck girlies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I want to see like an Atlanta Maryton Medicine crossover.
Would love that.
Like,
as
I feel
well.
Like that would
love
be amazing. That. I don't know why they don't cross over more.
It's so weird. Then weird. They're actually yeah. friends though.
Missed opportunity.
I know. Part of me's like, because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Married to Medicine is better than Atlanta. Lately.
Agreed.
That's true. But I have to kind of, you know.
So I'm like, why? I can't. I know we can't leave the premise defense, of Married though, to Medicine. I know we can't leave that premise. But to me, they are the Real Housewives of Atlanta in many ways, because the Atlanta Housewives, and I love all the Atlanta Housewives for the most part, but the show just doesn't deliver. Married to Medicine just always delivers because they are legit friends that have been following the show forever.
In your defense, I think that Married to Medicine is the best show on Bravo still. Mm-hmm. Like, even when it's like, you know, obviously, you know, I'm obsessed with Mariah. I love me some Mariah. She's gone. Mariah. You know, I'd love me some Mariah, but she's gone. It's okay. But even still, I think that bar for bar, it's still the best. Like, I don't think they've had a bad
season. I agree. Never a bad season.
So, yeah. No. I think they're always, they have people that are just like, committed to the funny too, and committed to the mess. Like, they might go from funny to like literally cursing and never want to speak to each other again, and then funny right in the next moment. So I love it.
And I feel like this
perfect balance.
I feel like this upcoming season is going to be so good with,
oh my god, I'm
Phaedra
ready
in the mix with Quad.
Crazy.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Well, any love final it thoughts on Bad Girls Club, everyone?
2, 4, 7, and 9, everybody.
There 2, 4, 7, and 9. Go watch that. And we'll definitely cover more of it here on the pod once we start kind of circling back to some other shows, because I know that we want to start at the beginning because sometimes it's a nice mm-hmm. touch point, especially for Kix and I, because we have never seen a frame of this. So
yeah, I love that for y'all.
I know.
Just the memes.
Well, Kendrick, thank you for being here, and let everyone know where
we love you.
Yeah, we love you so much. Let everyone know where they can follow you and all that stuff.
Of course. You can listen to the podcast everywhere you listen to Dumpster Dive. Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, all the places. I'm Reality and Comics 2 with Kendrick Tucker. Mm-hmm. Follow me on Instagram at Reality Comics 2. Come for the podcast, stay for the memes.
Literally. The memes are so fucking hilarious.
Well, thank you.
We're going to have 2 new episodes next week, so get excited for that. We're going to have a regular kind of what we're watching episode with just Kix and I, as well as a third annual.
Oh, got it. Okay, okay. Yeah. No, I don't know. Well, who cares? It's our third.
That's gay pride special, where we list all the things that we claim are so gay. Check that out. And
including my outfit and haircut.
Kix's will be exclusively the bear related, I'm sure. Kendrick, say bye to the listeners. Bye.
Bye.
That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix
at Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod, and on TikTok at 2 Dumpster Divas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.